On the evening of January the 16th, 1969, Czechoslovak radio broadcast a disturbing piece of news.
Městská správa veřejné bezpečnosti v Praze sděluje, že dnes kolem 15. hodiny se na Václavské...
Today, at around 3 p.m., 21-year-old J.P., a student at the philosophical faculty, suffered serious burns on Wenceslas Square. He poured an as-yet-unknown flammable liquid over himself and set his clothes alight, resulting in severe burning.
Zapálil na sobě oděv a přivodil si těžké popáleniny.
A later news bulletin carried further details.
V dopise, který byl u něho nalezen, uvedl, že tímto činem chce vyslovit nesouhlas.
In a letter that was found with him, he stated that through his act he wanted to express his disagreement with the distribution of propaganda and with censorship. The student was Jan Palach, and his act of self-immolation was an act of protest, not so much against the Soviet invasion of 5 months before, as against the growing sense of apathy in Czechoslovakia in the face of occupation. He wanted to shake his compatriots into action. With dreadful burns and slipping in and out of consciousness, Palach survived for another 3 days at nearby Vinohrady Hospital. The psychiatrist, Zdenka Kmuničková, spent some time at his bedside and recorded a few minutes of their conversation. Struggling to speak, he repeated why he had acted as he did.
Chtěl jsem vyjádřit nesouhlas s tím, co se děje.
I wanted to express my disagreement with what is going on here and to make people wake up. In his letter, Palach had written that he was part of a group and that other human torches were to follow.
Co myslíš, Honziku, a nemělo by se to těm druhým aspoň trochu překazit? Co říkáš?
The psychiatrist Zdenka Kmuničková and others who visited him tried to persuade him to make some kind of statement so that others would not follow his example. But on this point, Palach remained steadfast. It is still possible, he said. But it all depends on what standpoint representatives of the government and the party adopt. A few hours before he died, Palach asked to see the student leader, Lubomír Holeček. By this time, Palach was almost unable to speak, but Holeček was able to put together a statement, which he read on the radio. According to the statement, Palach had asked for others not to follow him.
Můj čin splnil účel, ale ať už to nikdo neudělá, ať se ty studenty pokusíš zachránit.
My act fulfilled its role, but no one else should follow me. Students should try to save themselves and devote their lives to fulfilling our goals. They should fight alive.
Ať se přičiní živí k boji.
The student leader Holeček was someone whom Jan Palach respected. Only recently, a letter was rediscovered which he had sent to Holeček a few days before he set himself alight. In it, he had suggested that students should try to seize the Czechoslovak radio building and broadcast appeals for a general strike. The letter is an interesting reminder that Palach's protest was not just a passive act of desperation, but an appeal to active political protest.
Dnes odpoledne v 15 hodin 30 minut student Jan Palach zemřel. Přes veškerou poskytnutou...
On the afternoon of January the 19th, the radio announced that Jan Palach had died, succumbing to third-degree burns on more than 85% of the surface of his body.
Student Jan Palach skonal klidně.
Jan Palach remembered there in another edition from the archives.